Easter, Week 4, Tuesday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name.
The Lord has truly risen. Alleluia.
Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks. With songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The Lord has truly risen. Alleluia.
O God of truth and Lord of power, whose word thou callest to things assigns, whose splendour lights the morning hour, whose fiery sun at noonday shines, within us quench the flames of strife, the harmful heat of passions quell, give health of body to our life, and give true peace of soul as well. In this most loving Father, hear, and Christ, co-equal Son, our prayer, with Holy Ghost, one Trinity, you reign for all eternity. Let my cry come to you, Lord, do not hide your face from me. Psalm 101. O Lord, listen to my prayer, and let my cry for help reach you. Do not hide your face from me in the day of my distress. Turn your ear towards me, and answer me quickly when I call. For my days are vanishing like smoke, my bones burn away like a fire, my heart is withered like the grass, I forget to eat my bread. I cry with all my strength, and my skin clings to my bones. I have become like a pelican in the wilderness, like an owl in desolate places. I lie awake and I moan, like some lonely bird on a roof. All day long my foes revile me, those who hate me use my name as a curse. The bread I eat is ashes, my drink is mingled with tears. In your anger, Lord, and your fury, you have lifted me up and thrown me down. My days are like a passing shadow, and I wither away like the grass. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let my cry come to you, Lord. Do not hide your face from me. Turn, Lord, to the prayers of the helpless. Psalm 101 continued. But you, O Lord, will endure forever, and your name from age to age. You will arise and have mercy on Sion, for this is the time to have mercy. Yes, the time appointed has come, for your servants love her very stones, are moved with pity even for her dust. The nations shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the earth's kings your glory, when the Lord shall build up Sion again, and appear in all his glory. Then he will turn to the prayers of the helpless. He will not despise their prayers. Let this be written for ages to come, that a people yet unborn may praise the Lord. For the Lord leaned down from his sanctuary on high. He looked down from heaven to the earth, that he might hear the groans of the prisoners and free those condemned to die. The sons of your servants shall dwell untroubled, and their race shall endure for ever, that the name of the Lord may be proclaimed in Sion, and his praise in the heart of Jerusalem, when peoples and kingdoms are gathered together to pay their homage to the Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Turn, Lord, to the prayers of the helpless. You founded the earth, Lord, and the heavens are the work of your hands. Psalm 101 concluded. He has broken my strength in mid-course. He has shortened the days of my life. I say to God, do not take me away before my days are complete, you whose days last from age to age. Long ago you founded the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will remain. They will all wear out like a garment. You will change them like clothes that are changed, but you neither change nor have an end. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. You founded the earth, Lord, and the heavens are the work of your hands.
Christ has risen from the dead. He will never die again. Alleluia. No more has death any power over him. Alleluia. A reading from the book of the Apocalypse, chapter 14. I, John, looked, and there was the Lamb standing on Mount Zion. With him were 144,000 people who have his name and his Father's name written on their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven that sounded like the roar of a mighty waterfall, like a loud peal of thunder. The voice I heard sounded like the music made by harpists playing their harps. The 144,000 stood facing the throne, the four living creatures and the elders. They sang a new song, which only they who had been redeemed from the earth could learn. They are the men who have kept themselves pure by not having sexual relations with women. They are virgins. They follow the Lamb wherever he goes. They have been redeemed from the rest of mankind, and are the first ones to be offered to God and to the Lamb. They have never been known to lie. They are faultless. Then I saw another angel flying high in the air with an eternal message of good news to announce to the peoples of the earth, to every race, tribe, language, and nation. He said in a loud voice, "Fear God and praise his greatness. For the time has come for him to judge mankind. Worship him who made earth, heaven and sea, and the springs of water." A second angel followed the first one, saying, "She has fallen. Great Babylon has fallen. She gave her wine to all peoples and made them drink it, the strong wine of her immoral lust." A third angel followed the first, saying in a loud voice, "Whoever worships the beast and its image and receives the mark on his forehead or on his hand will himself drink God's wine, the wine of his anger, which he has poured at full strength into the cup of his wrath. All who do this will be tormented in fire and sulphur before the holy angels and the Lamb. The smoke of the fire that torments them goes up for ever and ever. There is no relief, day or night, for those who worship the beast and its image, for anyone who has the mark of its name." This calls for endurance on the part of God's people, those who obey God's commandments and are faithful to Jesus. Then I heard a voice from heaven saying, "Write this, happy are the dead who from now on die in the service of the Lord." "Certainly so," answers the Spirit. "They will enjoy rest from their hard work, because the results of their service go with them." Responsory from Revelations 14. I heard the voice of many angels in heaven saying, "Fear God and praise his greatness. Worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea and the springs of water. Alleluia." I saw a mighty angel of God flying in mid-heaven, and he cried out in a loud voice, "Fear God and praise his greatness. Worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea and the springs of water. Alleluia. A reading from the sermons of St. Peter Chrysologus. Be God's sacrifice and his priest. I appeal to you by the mercy of God. Paul makes a request, or rather God makes it through Paul, because he wanted to be loved rather than feared. God makes a request because he does not want to be so much the Lord as the Father. God makes a request in his mercy rather than punish in his severity. Listen to what the Lord asks. You see in me your body, your limbs, your organs, your bones, your blood. If you are afraid of what belongs to God, why do you not love what is your own? If you run away from your Lord, why do you not run back to your kinsman? Perhaps you are ashamed because of the greatness of the passion which you inflicted on me. Do not be afraid. This cross is not mine. It is the sting of death. These nails do not pierce me with pain. They pierce me more deeply with love of you. These wounds do not draw groans from me, rather they draw you into my heart. The stretching out of my body makes room for you in my heart. It does not increase my pain. My blood is not lost to me, it is paid in advance for your ransom. Come then, come back to me, and come to me as a father. For see, I return good for evil, love for injuries, and for deep wounds, a deeper love. But let us listen now to the appeal Paul makes to us. I appeal to you to present your bodies as a living sacrifice. By this request, the Apostle has raised all mankind to the level of priests. To present your bodies as a living sacrifice. How unique is the duty of the Christian priesthood? For there a man is himself a sacrifice as well as priest. There a man does not look for something outside himself to offer to God. There a man brings with himself and in himself and for himself a sacrifice to God. There the victim is not consumed and the priest never completes his task. There the victim is slain but lives, the sacrificing priest cannot complete the stroke. A wonderful sacrifice. A body is offered without a body, blood without blood. I appeal to you by the mercy of God to present your bodies as a living sacrifice. My brothers, this sacrifice follows the pattern of Christ, who by his life sacrificed his body for the life of the world. He truly made his body a living sacrifice because, though slain, he lives. So through this victim, death is rendered powerless, the sacrifice endures, the victim lives, death is punished. So it is that martyrs are born in death, make a beginning in their end, live as they die. They were thought to be extinguished on earth, yet they shine in heaven. I appeal to you, brethren, by the mercy of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice that is holy. These words echo the song of the prophet. Sacrifice and offering you do not want, but you prepared a body for me. Since you are a human being, be God's sacrifice and his priest. Do not throw away the privilege granted to you by divine authority. Put on the vestments of holiness. Buckle on the belt of chastity. Let Christ be the veil for your head. Let his cross be always on your forehead to protect it. Place on your breast the sacrament of divine knowledge. Keep ever burning the sweet-smelling incense of prayer. Take in your hand the sword of the Spirit. Set up the altar of your heart. And so, without fear, bring your body to God as his victim. God seeks your faith, not your death. He thirsts for your prayer, not your blood. He is appeased by your love, not your death. Responsory from Revelation 5. Lord, you are worthy to take the scroll and to break open its seals, for you were slain, and by your death you purchased us for God. Alleluia. You have made us a kingdom of priests to serve our God, and by your death you purchased us for God. Alleluia. Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that we who celebrate the mystery of our Lord's resurrection may enter upon the joy of our redemption. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.